Hey there, beautiful people. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself? Like that inner critic is always on your case, whispering doubts and criticisms? We all have those moments, right? But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower even, that can help you silence that negativity and treat yourself with the kindness and understanding you deserve? It's called self-compassion, and trust me, it's a game changer. Today, we're diving deep into the magic of embracing self-compassion. We'll explore why it's so crucial in today's high-pressure world, unlock its incredible benefits, and discover practical ways to weave this powerful practice into your daily routine. Because let's face it, you deserve a little TLC, don't you? First things first, let's talk about what self-compassion actually means. It's not about being complacent or giving yourself a free pass for every mistake. Nope. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Imagine your best friend stumbled and fell, what would you say? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, maybe even a hug. That's self-compassion in action, extending that same warmth and support to yourself when life throws curveballs. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will empower you on your journey to cultivating self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of vulnerability. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness and acceptance. Remember, everyone stumbles. It's how we get back up that counts. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill, can't it? When those negative thoughts start creeping in, try to reframe them with compassion. Instead of saying, I'm such an idiot for messing that up. Try, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it and do better next time. 3. Practice mindfulness. Taking a moment to simply be present and aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment can work wonders. Try incorporating mindful breathing exercises or meditation into your day. 4. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project? Did you make it through a tough workout? Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognizing and appreciating your accomplishments, no matter how small, boosts self-esteem and fosters self-compassion. 5. Be kind to your body. How often do we treat our bodies like temples? We deserve nourishment, rest, and movement that feels good. Swap out guilt-inducing workouts for enjoyable activities, fuel your body with delicious whole foods, and prioritize getting enough sleep. Remember, taking care of yourself physically is a powerful act of self-compassion. Ever felt that crushing wave of disappointment after you didn't nail that presentation? Imagine this. You're backstage, heart pounding, about to take the stage. You put your all into prepping, but suddenly, your mind goes blank. You stumble over a few lines, and the audience's reaction feels less than enthusiastic. The usual inner critic kicks in. I'm such a failure, it whispers. Everyone saw that I messed up. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of dwelling on the missteps, you take a deep breath and remember. Everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define you as a person. You gave it your best shot, and that's what counts. You acknowledge your feelings of disappointment without judgment, knowing that these emotions are temporary. Then, you turn your attention to learning from the experience. What could you do differently next time? How can you grow from this? Self-compassion allows you to move forward with grace and resilience, ready to tackle the next challenge with renewed confidence. So, remember, beautiful people, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, starting with yourself. Embrace self-compassion as your guiding principle, a compass that leads you towards a life filled with greater peace, joy, and fulfillment. Ready to spread the love? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion. Leave us a review, join our community on social media, and let's create a world where everyone feels empowered to treat themselves with the care and respect they deserve. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.